Kearney National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, the Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Boyle with the professor, Brian Haynes, and just concluding the opening game here at the regional at Fowlerville High School. And Chelsea has beaten Marshall 54-40, the final. So Chelsea will be the opponent for the winner of our next tilt, the one that we're going to be bringing you live. And that'll happen on Thursday here at Fowlerville. But will their opponent be Michigan Center, or will it be Lansing Sexton? Our live coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Josh's Dumpsters, and Lomar Machine and Tool, along with East Jackson Community Schools. So we're glad to bring you that coverage and have those sponsors added on, Brian. And I think we got a heck of a matchup tonight, and Michigan Center is going to need to be on their game if they want to move on and stay alive in this postseason.
Yeah, well, I did just talk to Coach Tony Howard. Where's a size 10 in case we want to go to the glass slipper shop, because I do think they're kind of the Cinderellas tonight. I know they're coming in with similar records, but both eyeball test and watching some film and stuff, it appears like Michigan Center, as you said, is going to need to play their best game of the season.
Well, and that feels that way at this point moving on. There are teams that you feel like, well, they might be destined for winning this regional, or they might be an easy ticket to this, to the semifinal or, you know, quarterfinal, wherever. You might feel that way about certain teams. None of these teams actually feel that way. This is a really competitive district, and I was almost surprised to see Marshall fall by double digits. That game was pretty close all the way up until maybe the last 5 minutes or so. So, yeah, this has one of those feels of it being really competitive. However, Michigan Center, the kind of year they've had, like you said, similar records, but we notice the differences. We see those other things. There are some things that give me a little bit of a sign of, like, okay, here's a glimpse to say Michigan Center's got a spot. They've got a chance. They've got an option. And let's just go to it. 20-3 overall for the Cardinals, and their losses were to this Marshall team that just lost to Chelsea, and a loss to Lansing Eastern, and then that loss against Columbia Central in the conference championship that still feels like a mirage, but it happened. So I think the overtime win against Adrian Madison felt like a hurdle that they needed to overcome, and then getting a win against Adrian to take home that district championship, some hardware for this team that I think maybe you feel like underachieved up to this point for what the expectations have been for them. But now I think they're doing what they were expected to do, and they got that win over Adrian, and I think that's a big win. It's a thing that kind of sets them up for taking the next step forward for how good of a team they can be.
Yeah, and I agree, Steve. I think there were people that thought that was an upset, that win over Adrian.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be just the old man in me, too, because and you're an older fella yourself, too, not quite as old as me, but, you know, when I think of the days of Lansing Sexton, I wouldn't think that's a school that Michigan Center is going to play.
Right.
And Michigan Center's always been in a different division, Sexton, and Sexton's had power. I mean, Denzel Valentine, his dad Carlton coached for long. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been a ton of players come through. And I might as well say it right now, Keyshawn Somerville, the star guard for Sexton this year, just recently passed Ron Banks for the all-time scoring leader of Lansing Sexton, including a little 47-point performance a couple games ago as a school record as well. So, yeah, I guess I just think when I think about Lansing Sexton, I picture something that's a lot different in size and caliber than Michigan Center.
Well, it feels like David and Goliath a little bit. Michigan Center's kind of that team that squeaks into Division II. You know, they're on the verge, on the cusp year to year of Division II, Division III, whereas Sexton firmly in that division. And, you know, again, I think you're thinking what I'm thinking, where back when I was younger, Lansing school seemed like a whole different world. We went to Michigan Center, and that seemed big time hoops, big time high school, and we're just a little small Michigan Center. So to have the two teams out here and feel like Michigan Center's got a chance to take them, you know, make this a game and make this tough, and we'll just see if they can pull that off. I think I have questions about Michigan Center as far as depth. And so if they stay out of foul trouble, that's something. If they're able to, you know, I don't know. You also start thinking about getting winded, and you get this point in the tournament where the way the energy level and the way things go through the first part of the game, who's going to have tired legs in the third quarter, fourth quarter? And that's when the difference, you know, a lot of teams can hang around close with a good team for a couple quarters, and then somehow in the second half that depth, that experience, whatever it is, that's when it comes through. And we'll see if Sexton can, if Cardinals can power through all of those kind of deficits they have and stay with these guys.
Yeah, well, Steve, I totally agree. I think one thing, you know, here I talked about back in my day of Lansing Sexton, one big difference is AAU basketball.
Yeah.
And I know the Michigan Center starting five at least has played a lot of AAU ball. So, you know, I talked back in my day and you said, yeah, Lansing Sexton seemed like a different world, or the Lansing schools, period. But in today's world, you've played against these guys or, you know, similar, you know, talent-wise. So it's not just the first time you're seeing non-Cascades Conference players.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they come in with as big of a, like, big eyes,
right,
like surprise.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that it's not the same. The world has gotten smaller in that way for these teams. Lansing Sexton, 22-2. They're nicknamed the J-Dubs. J.W. Sexton High School, I guess. The J-Dubs will come out and they're two losses. Yeah, I mentioned that for the Cardinals. They have two losses, 73-58 to East Lansing, who's ranked number three in Division One, and then they lost 69-67 to Waverly, who just got bounced from the tournament, but they lost to East Lansing. So, you know, that's a couple of quality losses, if there's such a thing. And right now, Max Preps has Sexton number 22 in all of Michigan high school basketball and number six in Division Two. So that's for the MHSAA.
Yeah.
So,
and I already mentioned the name Keyshawn Somerville, and if you're going to listen to the rest of this broadcast, you're going to hear that name a lot. And that is a player that might be on a little different level than what the Cardinals are used to seeing. So we'll see what they have in store for him and how they're going to play defensively.
Let me ask you this. What do you think you do in a situation where there is a player who's expected, anticipated to be that much of a percentage of the scoring? Do you really focus on taking him away and make someone else beat you, or do you do the other way around and be like, let's defend everywhere, and if he goes big, let's make sure nobody else can help?
Yeah, you know, I think when you go up against a team like this with a player like that, you kind of want to throw different looks at him. I'm sure we know he's going to see Travis Collins some, but I also think the Cardinals are going to come out and play a little zone too, and I think just from maybe a coaching perspective, I think that's something that needs to be mixed up. You can't just let them get comfortable. You got to always keep them questioning, like, what's going to happen. I think that's going to be Michigan Center's best chance.
Yeah, rhythm is a thing that helps players who shoot and score. They get into a rhythm, and that, you know, anything that you can do to kind of knock them off that rhythm, off that pace, just to make them have to recollect and figure out what they're going to do different on every trip, I think that's helpful. And it's, you know, in the coach's head, you want to do all that stuff, but can the players let you implement that? That's always, you know, that's why you're prepared, how you prepare to come out and execute a game plan. And that's all this coming to a head here when you get into these win or go home situations. Can they do it?
Sometimes it's just good offense beats good defense and you can't do anything about it. Now, the other thing is, sometimes you can be a great offensive player and have an off night. I've seen Steph Curry go 1 for 10 from three.
Yeah.
And as good as Somerville might be, he's not Steph Curry. So maybe as a coach, you're just kind of doing a little hoping too.
And but you mentioned as alums and as being friends with Coach Howard, I had a chance to talk to him a little bit too. And Somerville wasn't the only name that he mentioned on this roster. He said Mario Murray, another senior on this team, is a good player too. And he said they've got a big guy in KJ Brown, who's also really active, a menace on the boards and an athlete who runs. So they know their bigs are going to have to match his big energy, and so it's not a one-man show out here with Sexton, and that's why they're able to rise in the rankings, be so highly thought of, is because if it is just one guy, well, then there is a game plan to take somebody right like that away. But if he's got some running mates that are going to help carry the team, carry the load, then they could be really tough.
I suppose through all of this conversation, the thing we've our listeners could come away with is Michigan Center is going to have to play well. That's the bottom
that's
line.
Our stated thesis at the beginning.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here in the pregame for Kelly Express Marts. When we come back, we'll get the starting lineups, get you closer to tip-off. I did have a out-of-town score update. Springport 74-57 winners over Langsburg. So Springport will move into the regional final on Thursday. They wait to see the winner of Lumen Christi. And it's New Standard Academy, I believe, is what the name of it is. And that's the other matchup. So the winner of that one will play Springport on Thursday night up there in New Lothrop. So you can hear the second game of that one on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our game tipping off here very soon. Let's take 3 minutes. We'll be back on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. You were joined us last night, Jackson High School, with a season-ending loss to Mason. But we'll continue with our girls' basketball coverage. We have a big doubleheader tomorrow night here as Michigan Center will take on Marshall and Western takes on Battle Creek Harper Creek, and of course we'll be over at Harper Creek High School, home of the Beavers there, and we'll get on the air about 5:15 for that doubleheader tomorrow, so make sure you join us for that as well. And again, our coverage brought to you by a lot of fine sponsors: Lomar Machine and Tool, East Jackson Community Schools, Josh's Dumpsters, Aeroquip Credit Union. And Brian not there with me, last night. Did you want to make a big announcement, or is it private?
No, it's not private. Yeah, I was over in Ann Arbor with my son and his wife and my first grandchild, Hudson Haynes.
Hudson Haynes
has arrived. So, and everybody's doing well. So, yeah, sorry to leave you in a lurch, but I had to go witness that.
Only the second biggest birthday of the week. It's my
happy birthday to Steve Boyle, captain, my partner today.
Well, let's go ahead and get these starting lineups mentioned here on the radio.
Well, since it's your birthday, should I give you, like, your weight and length and inches and stuff, too? Like they do. Okay, never mind.
Oh, man, I don't want to broadcast.
Let's get to the starting lineups.
It.
Okay. So, Steve, both teams will be wearing red and white, and they also have in common, they're both starting four seniors and a junior. For Lansing Sexton, their junior, lone junior, is Corey Jackson Jr. And then their seniors are going to be Mario Murray, Keyshawn Somerville, KJ Brown, and Marquise Murray.
Are they related? Is that twins?
So I was told two pair of brothers on the team. We have Willie Brown and freshman Jameel Brown as well.
Wow. All right. And that always makes it easy on a broadcast call.
Yeah. And you're going to get a set of brothers with the Cardinals, too.
Yep.
For the Cardinals, they, as I said, one junior, and that's going to be Trey Collins and his brother, senior Travis Collins, senior Hayden Hinkle, Miles Finch, and Jaden Watson, also both seniors.
Yeah, it was funny for Sexton. You said they have one junior, and his name is Corey Jackson Jr. So
yeah.
I meant, you mean junior, one junior classman or one that is named after his father?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that's named after the father, but I suppose next year if we do this and he's Corey Jackson Sr., we'll know it was that he just goes along with his class.
That's great. Well, and if that pun was anything annoying to you, strap in, because we got a whole game worth of stuff like that as we roll into this one. Still a few minutes away from tip-off, but again, I just want to say thank you to sponsors, including our pregame sponsor for Kelly Express Marts. I did stop and get the Form Energy drink at a Kelly Express Mart, and I'm going with the Orange Fury flavor today.
They didn't have, like, birthday cake. Being your birthday, I was thinking maybe you'd have something. I should have gotten you something.
No.
Birthday cake flavored.
Yeah,
you're kind of watching, know what you eat.
Yes,
so
I'm a calorie thing. That's why Form Energy is great, 15 calories, no sugar in there. And the caffeine comes from natural energy sources, green tea extract. So we're good to go. Well, you know, Brian, we talked a lot about, like, what Michigan Center is going to be able to do against the defense, or against the offense for Sexton, and want to shut down a guy who's owned school records in scoring and things like that. What do you anticipate Sexton does, or what Michigan Center should be prepared for defensively? I mean, I haven't seen him, you know, I haven't seen Sexton really. If you checked out some film, that's one thing. But I think Michigan Center showed against Madison in that game in the district that they could be susceptible to some full court pressure and some turnovers.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate for Michigan Center, because anything I've seen and little clips have included Sexton pressing. And so I think they're going to play a lot of man. They're going to pick them up full court. But, hey, you know, we talk about center being kind of underdogs. Let's not discount what Michigan Center has and has done. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take the Collins brothers, Jaden Watson, Hayden Hinkle, those four particularly, they'd start on almost any team that we've seen this year.
Yeah.
And so it's not like they're just this big underdog that's lucky to be here. They might kind of feel like they're playing with house money, but they got some players in their own right. And, you know, you ask what they're going to do defensively. Michigan Center, if you were scouting them, depending on what game you see, you might pick one of four different guys to say, okay, that's the guy we kind of got a key on. Absolutely.
So, and I think Jaden Watson still hasn't had the games he's capable of yet in the postseason, so tonight would be a good night for him to emerge. I don't want to say emerge because he's had a great year, but tonight would be a good night for him to kind of step in and take a leadership role where they're able to get down to him, get him in transition, and get him at the high post where he's really comfortable to make a move to the basket.
Yeah, Jaden Watson is a 1,000-point scorer in his career, and tonight he needs to play as he's a 1,500-point scorer. Like, he's got to be aggressive, and he needs to take it to them and try to get them in foul trouble and not vice versa.
Yeah. All right, let's take a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll tip it up. Michigan Center and Lansing Sexton, the Cardinals and the J-Dubs on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The anthem for you here at Fowlerville High School, and we're ready to get things started here. We'll get the starting lineups introduced out on the floor and get you into coverage of this regional semifinal game between the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Lansing Sexton J-Dubs. Again, Chelsea, the winner in the opener tonight, and so Chelsea awaits the winner of this one, 7 p.m. Thursday night, right back here at Fowlerville High School.
Steve, how much pressure is on Devin Spencer for Michigan Center tonight, the junior who has to be the guy at the end of the tunnel that knows all the handshakes? You don't want to screw up a guy's handshake and get him out of his pregame ritual.
And if they held that against you, that could be lifelong. It looks like pretty, is it pretty minimal? Travis Collins, well, no surprise, no. Travis Collins pretty much just shook his hand.
No, Travis Collins is the only minimal one on there, and that is totally Travis Collins' demeanor, where you never know if he's mad, happy, or anything. He just calm.
Boy, it could make him just a cold-hearted killer out there on the court, and I've seen moments where he does just explode. He can be explosive tonight. If you're going to have a night, tonight's the night.
Yeah, well, and Travis does, you know, we talked about Jaden Watson needing to go and have his big game. Travis Collins needs to not just be an 8-point scorer tonight either. He needs to go get his 16. And Travis is going to also have the defensive duties on Somerville, like I said, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we anticipate that at least part of the time when they're in man, and that might, you never know, they might be switching a lot. And if you're the Cardinals, you do feel like most of your guys can switch off. Even Watson is quick enough to guard most positions. And he's going to need to be a good big man tonight. And I think let's give a little something for Miles Finch, who's kind of maybe unheralded out of the guys that are out there on the floor in the starting lineup. You'd love to have him give you just about anything you get tonight. A couple steals, maybe a few assists, and if he gets any buckets, then that's just gravy.
Yeah, that's a good call, too, because I kind of even said the big four or something. But that, you know, when we talk about that, that is kind of point scoring and stuff. And as we know, all good teams have the glue guys that do other things, and Miles Finch is that guy for Michigan Center.
All right, we get these first few minutes going, and that I think that's going to be vital because Sexton certainly seems like the more loose team in my estimation from their demeanor. But first couple minutes, if the Cardinals were able to get on a little run, it would be tremendous. The tap's going to stay with Sexton, and that'll be K.J. Brown bringing it up. And maybe I was wrong. K.J. Brown's not the big guy. I think it's Corey Jackson Jr. giving them some length down there. And number 21, the junior on the wing. And here goes Mario Murray with a pull-up jumper. No good. Rebounded Hinkle. So that looked like not a lot of movement out of Sexton on that first possession, maybe feeling things out. They do get a little pressure, and there's a near knockaway, and they do kind of let some contact go. That might be a whistle right away. Trying to jump behind the big guy, Watson at the high post. They swing into the corner for Collins, gets a step baseline, drops it into Hinkle, and the paint pump fakes, goes up left hand, short. Rebound batting around a couple times. Watson with an offensive board. If he can do that all night, the Cardinals will benefit from that. Open jumper on the baseline for Hinkle is short. Maybe a tough angle, a little too far behind the backboard. Rebounded by Sexton going back up the floor. They get it to Somerville for a first look at him. Pump fakes, gives it up. Could have got it right back instead of triple from Murray. And rebound goes out to Collins. He's able to grab it again. A lot of contact there, kind of letting it go. It's going to be a physical one, it looks like, from the start. Trey Collins gets a step, goes in the corner for Travis, swings around to the wing for Hinkle. Gives it back to Trey Collins. He catches and shoots. That one goes off rim. Another offensive board for Watson. That's two already. Out to Finch, to Collins at the top. Trey moves over to the left wing into the corner for Travis. Travis dribbles out, fires a pass into Hinkle, who was open, but couldn't get to the catch in time, and the Cardinals will turn it back over. We're scoreless here, 6.5 to play first quarter.
Right now, Michigan Center on the offensive end just looks a little nerve. You see like some nerves, some things that we haven't seen that squad do.
But the defense doesn't look oppressive. I think they're going to be able to get some looks that they want.
And they'd be happy if Sexton just does a lot of one-on-one moves and pull up Jays.
There's a step baseline and getting into the lane. Just left it short. That was a move to the basket by Marquise Murray. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Finch brings it up over the timeline. And so far, no full court pressure here from Sexton, at least not in those moments. And there's another reach in there against Watson that would look like it's a lot of contact. So Sexton right now getting the advantage of being a more aggressive team and more physical. And no whistles yet.
Steve, that was a play in the Cascades would be a whistle.
They drop high post for Watson. He turns to face. Not looking to score from there like he usually does. He'll get back up to Finch outside the arc. Finch cross court for Collins. Travis was open. Goes offside rim. Long rebound grabbed by Mario Murray. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's K.J. Brown. They get an open look on the wing, and there's a triple. Our first bucket of the game at 5:45 mark was a three by Marquise Murray. Now they set up a little trap. They get it over the timeline to Travis Collins. Scoops it to Trey. Trey crosses into the lane and knocked to the floor, and there's our first whistle. And Trey Collins a little bit aggressive, and actually a good job to kind of hedge on that drive by Sexton. That'll send Trey Collins to the free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning and a chance for the Cardinals to get on the board. 3-0 Sexton, 5:33 to play first quarter.
Steve, I know it's 3-0 at the 5:33 mark. I actually think that's maybe kind of a good start for Michigan Center because they haven't fallen a hole. They kind of get the nerves out because it does take a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, now we've had our couple minutes.
Yeah.
Although we do just see Trey Collins miss a free throw that we don't see very often. I think the last time he was our player of the game, he made like 11 out of 12 or something in this game.
Yeah. Gets the second one. That adjustment gets the Cardinals on the board 3-1. Quickly up the floor. Sexton, another three for Murray. And missed that one. Rebound Hinkle. Gives it up to Trey Collins. And right now, it feels like Sexton is willing to settle for those deep shots and kind of quicken the possession.
Yeah, center will take that all night.
Fidge to the high post for Hinkle. He turns and looks. Jump shot. Off the rim. Rebounded this time. Squeezed by Mario Murray. And up the floor, Travis Collins with a near steal. They back it out. There's Somerville. Or K.J. Brown actually with the drive. And that's a layup, and it's 5-1. Yeah. Sexton sets up that trap. Cardinals going to get away with one there near steal at midcourt. They get it to Travis Collins. They come to trap him, and we'll get another foul against the J-Dubs. And that'll just be a sideline inbound for the Cardinals. 5-1 lead. And, you know, for all the talk of Somerville, he's only had one touch.
I was just going to say, how often do you see a school record holder not shoot once in the first 3.5 minutes?
Trey Collins, high post for Watson. Gives it up to Finch. Miles Finch on the wing. They come to trap. He gets it away to Jaden Watson. Watson swings it left side. Travis Collins out of the block for Hinkle. Pass gets batted up in the air and taken away by Sexton. That's going to be a turnover. 5-1 lead, and with the ball, Sexton, and now there's Somerville calling for a screen, it looks like. They'll get one. Travis Collins gets rubbed off, set sideways, and pulls up the triple. That goes halfway down, bounces out, but the Cardinals get the rebound. On the run, Hinkle drops it off for Finch. He attacks, skips across to Travis Collins. Now Trey at the top of the key. Gives it back up to Hinkle, right wing for Watson. Watson shows, backs it back out. Looking to go one-on-one. Step baseline, spins, elevates, drops off for Hinkle. Great feed, blocked out of bounds by Murray. And that'll fire up Sexton, but great look by Jaden Watson down there.
Yeah, and that was a great block by Murray, but, boy, he tackled Hinkle at the end. And how often do you not see a ref blow the whistle on that? Because usually they'll blow it and just say, got him with the body. Well, he did get him with the body.
And definitely Hinkle took a big bump there.
Yeah. That might be good for Hinkle. Hinkle's an emotional player, and I feel like that's and he is quarterback. That's almost kind of like a quarterback getting that first hit.
Yeah.
And say, okay, it's time to play. That might be good for Hinkle right there.
Gets it inbounds to Trey Collins. 5-1 Cardinals trail here with 3:52 to play. Scoring has been tough to come by. Neither team shooting the basketball supremely well. Hinkle gets a step behind the back. Looking to skip it across to Watson. Watson gets a move to the basket. Elevates. Scores it. Probably got away with some contact there. Might have been a three-point. But I like seeing Watson on that drive there and elevate.
Yeah.
And maybe that gets him going because he's been real, you know, nervy maybe. And wasn't looking for a shot. But that was a nice move to the basket. Cardinals first field goal, 5-3. From the top, Somerville loses the handle. He was ready to shoot there. Now he screens and a drive and a floater for Murray. And that goes. That was Mario Murray with the bucket. 7-3, 3:15 to play in the first. They set up that trap. They get it to Hinkle, back to Trey Collins. Now back to Watson. Into the middle for Hinkle. Great ball movement by the Cardinals to break that pressure. Get it out to Trey Collins, and he hits the triple. And it's 7-6. Cardinals keep it within one. Under three to play in the first quarter. Big bucket there. Trey Collins starting to feel his rhythm.
Yeah, and if you are going to pull kind of an upset, you need to make some threes.
Somerville gives it up. Drive in by Brown. Now into the corner and a move from there. Getting in deep. Jump. Elevate. Gets the shot up on the rim. And into the game now. I didn't even see it. Willie Brown comes out of the floor. 9-6. Collins breaks the press. Oh, he thought he got some physical handle. Now we get a fast break. Going up to dunk and blocked! Hinkle got up high and swatted, but Somerville there with a follow. Sexton gets another bucket, 11-6 lead. Trey Collins breaking the press. Up in the air, drops off for Travis. He's going to miss a shot. It might have been deflected. Back the other way. K.J. Brown gives it up for Murray. He loses his footing and tossed it up. Rebound attempt knocked out of bounds, and the Cardinals should get it. That'll give Sexton a chance to set up a full court press. Cardinals have been breaking that, and I love that the Cardinals press break has included just passing it quickly. Good decisions and keeping it off the floor.
I'd like to see them go ahead and attack, though, when they have numbers.
Yep.
Darius O'Dutton and for the Cardinals, too.
Dutton moves up to the wing. Backs out to Hinkle. O'Dutton coming in for Finch. Screen and roll here. Watson maybe turned the wrong way. He's got a switch, though, on a smaller Murray on him and looking for Hinkle on the baseline, and Watson's going to throw that away. 11-6, Sexton leads it here, 1:51 to play first quarter, and right now the Cardinals have looked like a more nervous team. Full timeout on the floor. 11-6 is where our score sits, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Sexton ball out of the timeout here, leading 11-6, 1:45 to play. Somerville, dribble drive, pull up at the elbow, it hits. 13-6, biggest lead of the game now. O'Dutton dribbling out of a trap, and we'll get a reach. It's going to go against Sexton. And Zion Mathis, fresh into the game for Sexton, commits a foul right away.
Got three fouls for Sexton, zero on Michigan Center.
Including that elevation block shot for Hinkle. No foul called there, and there was no foul to call, really just a nice clean play. Cardinals need to figure out where their offense is going to come from, and I think they will settle in a little bit still. Gotten some good looks, and they really have, almost out of nervousness, gone to their instincts and got some really good looks. Trey Collins takes a deep three. Hinkle offensive rebound, pump fakes, pumps again, hesitation move, he puts it up and leaves it short, but he will get free throws for his trouble. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and that's four right on Sexton. The bonus not really a danger here, I guess, with 69 seconds to play. They're not going to be able to capitalize a ton, but good out of the gate here for the Cardinals, and Hinkle with the free throw strike.
Yeah, that's two on Corey Jackson. Looks like somebody's waiting at the table for him.
And Hinkle hits.
Hinkle, who has looked a bit nervy so far, I think, because he's missed a couple shots I feel like we normally see him make. That was a good job there by him to give that little head and shoulder fake, get him in the air, and get to the line.
Yeah, couple pump fakes. And, a lot of athletic players, and Sexton's got some athletes, want to be shot blockers, so they're even maybe more susceptible to head fakes. Michigan Center is the same way, so we'll see if Sexton able to benefit from that too, because the Cardinals like to block shots. There's a drive for Murray. Gets a step on O'Dutton, and O'Dutton's going to foul him, and that is Marquise Murray, who will go to the free throw line. The Murrays, I know they have the same name, both all M's in their names, and yeah, same last name, but it's the ones wearing the Horace Grant goggles kind of thing, so it's easy to tell them apart.
Yeah, Marquise talking a little with Coach Deering before the game, and he said, he's not real big, but he's strong, and he likes playing underneath. And we've seen him take it to the hole. We also seen him make a three as well, but
yeah,
I like his overall game.
He hits a free throw there for Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and we'll get our first look at Landon Sharp and give a break for Travis Collins here.
And, you talked about the Michigan Center bench. This is big for them to come in and just give good minute here and good minute there.
Yeah. Murray hits both, 15-8. Cardinals need a bucket here. Going against this half-court trap now for Sexton. O'Dutton feeds Hinkle down to the block. Double team comes. He backs it out to Trey Collins. Trey off the dribble. Likes to get a step. Gets into the air. Force that one up. Again, another one of the way this is officiated. That might have been a foul in other places, other times. And this time, fast run out there. And Zion Mathis takes it all the way to the bucket. And a 17-8 score. 35 seconds left in the first.
Yeah, when Lansing gets that rebound, you better get back.
Yep. There's French on the wing. I mean, Sharp. Frenchie. Behind the back, move to the basket. Hinkle pumps, gets an open look from the free throw line and misses again. Rebound comes out to Sharp, though, and he feeds it out to Trey Collins. 15 seconds here. Cardinals maybe should hold for one. Collins looks at a three, pump fakes, gets in the air, gets it back out to Hinkle. Steps back 7 seconds. Now up to Sharp, 3 seconds.
I don't think he recognizes.
2 seconds. Trey Collins sees pumps and doesn't get it up in time, and the buzzer sounds. 17-8, where we settle after one. 60-second break, second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties! Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Starters back on the floor for the Cardinals as we start the second quarter. 17-8 lead for Sexton, and Michigan Center's got to get, they shot poorly. And that felt like nervousness, and we'll see who's, I think Trey Collins kind of shed his nerves earlier than everyone else. We'll see if we can get the likes of Jaden Watson. There's Finch turning it over. 2-on-1 break for Sexton. He gives it up. And we get a blocking call against Finch down low. Tinkle came and kind of tried to knock it away, but we're going to get basket interference, I think, too, to let that bucket count.
Well, I thought Hinkle had a good block there. Maybe he hit the backboard just before he touched it. That's one where on TV you go to the review and see. But they're going to count it.
Did come in and count it.
Yep.
And
Hinkle's still pleading his case, but very seldom have I seen an official say, yeah, you know what, you're right. We're going to change that.
You're the first player to disagree with the call. 19-8, that puts the lead out to 11. It's the highest of the game, and a chance to make it 12 from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line for Sexton as Zion Mathis has come in and given him some good minutes off the bench.
Steve, I feel like every single time we do a game, it seems like we have this conversation where some side of the floor just seems easier than the other side, and right now that's not been much of a question of which side of the floor seemed offense is easier.
Missed three-fold for Mathis, and another turnover here for Finch, and there's a pump fake, and Zion Mathis with a three-pointer, missed and tapped and missed again. It's K.J. Brown, I think, on the putback attempt. Cardinals out on the against that press again. Trey Collins splits the D into the corner. Travis jab step and gives it up to the high post for Watson. Puts on the deck, gets into the air, gets it up on the window. Won't score it, but he will go to the free throw line. Jaden Watson again, as it looks like he can penetrate and elevate down there and get them to start racking up a little bit of foul trouble. 19-8, the Cardinals trail, and two from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw stripe for Watson.
You know, we talk about it being difficult for the Cardinals. That's something that Watson can do. If he catches it there at the free throw line, just go ahead when you see a sliver, drive.
Yeah.
You can't hesitate.
And I've seen him have that attitude in different games, and it's paid off for him. He misses that first free throw, and he's an improved free throw shooter, as we say, but far from
automatic.
Automatic, that's a good word. Gets the second one, though, and the Cardinals get to 9 points. Still trail by 10, 7:13 to play first half. Sexton ball down to the corner. Quick pump fake. Somerville now a step back. Deep triple. Halfway down, comes out. Rebound batted, and last touch, Cardinals out of bounds. Sexton ball from the baseline.
I mean, Somerville has looked as advertised as look he can get a shot off whenever he wants, but, boy, he has taken tough shots.
Yeah. There he gets a step. Just a little stretch-out step there in the lane. Gets a shot up, missed, but another offensive carom. Sexton getting hands on a lot of loose balls there on the rim, and there's a shot going up, floater, missed. Watson gets it this time. Off to Trey Collins behind the back. Move was a little too fast, and it's going to go out of bounds sideline, and the Cardinals give it back to Sexton. Down there on the glass right now, good job by Taryn Skipworth on the offensive glass for Sexton. It's a little length. He's the tallest guy on the roster for either team, it looks like, by about a, I'm going to give him a half inch over Watson to try to tell between the haircuts. So.
Center is out playing a zone now. See if they can rebound out
There's
of it.
There's a knockaway and a steal. Hinkle gets the loose ball, gives it up to Finch. Finch with a couple turnovers in this quarter. He needs to protect the basketball. Tried to dribble up against the pressure, and it has it knocked away. Down low to get it is Mathis. Now stolen away by Hinkle. He had Travis Collins. Now he's got both Collins, and Trey's going to take it in and lay it up. And he was trying to think about flushing that.
Yeah, I think that was a wise choice.
Just went with the finger
roll. Gotta get the points right now.
Yep. Mathis now swings it left side for K.J. Brown on the wing. Against his, again, you said it, his own for the Cardinals. Nice time to switch to it, I think, for the Michigan Center and see if they can, what Sexton does against it. I think they want to shoot some threes, and they'll get one there. Brown's halfway down and rattles out. Just getting those kind of little ping-pong in the rim and coming out right now for Sexton, which is good for the Cardinals. A rebound and a chance to cut this lead again. They're going to have to do it against the zone from Sexton. Trey Collins gets a three-pointer up, and from our angle right on, it looked like that was going in. Little too strong. Now race down the floor. Out to the corner, K.J. Brown's going to drive from there, tries to scoop it down, and does, and there's a two-handed flush on the baseline. I mentioned Taryon Skipworth. He flushes that one, and we're back out to a 10-point lead, 21-11.
Yeah, you can't try to block shots in that zone.
Travis Collins goes in with a left hand, so they break the press and attack, and a good layup for Travis Collins, his first bucket. 21-13, 5:09 to count down to the halftime break.
Steve, Michigan Center has not played well, and you look up, and they're only down eight. They got to be pleased with that, actually, I would think.
Another deep triple for Somerville, then rebounded by the Cardinals, and he's kind of settled for those looks, and right now the Cardinals switching to that zone has given them a couple of opportunities for that. Great give and go there for Trace Collins. Got the best, but just left it short. And a missed shot. Some of those are going to haunt him a little bit because they've gotten some good opportunities down there.
That's when Trey needs to come to a jump stop shot fake and just draw one.
Yeah.
Because you're right about Sexton wants to block everything.
They pass it down, and there was a dunk attempt this time for Skipworth. Challenged a little bit by Watson. He missed it, and the Cardinals will get it back, but they will feed down to that block spot. Skipworth having a good game so far. High post for Watson. He has to back it out a little bit. Finch on the right wing. Skips across Collins at the top. Back to Finch. Finch high post for Hinkle. Hinkle makes a move to the basket. Double team comes. Drops off for Watson. Down low. Spins. Gets the shot up but doesn't make it. Point blank there. And again, Watson, I feel like just putting it up a little quick.
Yeah,
a little quick instead of just concentrating and following through or even going up. And he could probably, from a jump stop, go up and flush that.
Is that about the fourth Cardinal kind of point-blank miss?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say layup. But.
Right, yeah. And there's a little contesting, but those are ones, again, that you got to make if you're going to entertain now what is a comeback.
Work at the perimeter here left side again against the Cardinal zone, which has worked out. They're able to find some soft spot maybe down on the block, but as far as the shooting goes, there's a drive and a fader, and now on the rebound attempt, we'll get a push off by Sexton. So that was another move by Somerville to try and get down low. He thought he had a little contact, faded big time, missed the shot. On the rebound, Cardinals get the loose ball foul. And 21-13 hanging around there, 3:39 to go. Cardinals need a little run, and it's going to come down to shot making. We've said they've gotten looks, they've gotten down in the basket, and they just need to Get those to start falling.
Because the defensive end, I don't think things could go better. Somerville, who's such a good scorer, looks like he's trying to force things now. He only has two.
Yeah, there's another Cardinal turnover. Somerville in transition gets in the paint. Forced that one up. Knocked loose on the rebound. Cardinals on the break. O'Dunton gets in the air. Finishes with the left hand. He elevated. I think he was expecting a block attempt. Sexton quickly right back the other way at a drive. Got into trouble. Gets it away, though, and kept it up on their end of the court. And wisely, Marquise Murray slows it down, and we'll even get a timeout call here. Feeling like the Cardinals ready to make a run. 21-15, they cut it to 6. 3:06 to play. 30-second timeout. We'll take the 30-second break, too. 21-15, Cardinals trail on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And let's see. Sexton ball on the inbound out of the timeout. Did he step on the line?
Yeah, they threw it into K.J. Brown, and he just stepped backwards a little bit, stepped on the line. Good break there for center. They got to capitalize on
those. Tough ATO. Good trap there. They get a turnover. Watson keeps it, though. Now knocked away from Hinkle. Turn it the other way, and Somerville in the open court against Collins. He commits the foul and gives up the bucket, and that was kind of a weird choice by Trey Collins on the defense. He didn't go up to try to block. Just kind of stuck his hand and gets a foul and gives up a bucket. 2:23:15.
Looks like he was debating on whether to take a charge or something, and he just, as you said, just kind of lazily reached out. Easy call for the officials.
Somerville gets a bucket and a chance at three-point play at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 2:49 to go in the half, and he rattles that one down. They get a 9-point lead again for the Sexton team, the J-Dubs. And there's another pass that just goes high off the hands, and right now they're getting some love out of that pressure. There's another rebound knocked out away, but we'll keep it in the half court into the corner. K.J. Brown for three. Got it. And a timeout for Coach Howard. 2:32 to go, 27-15. His Cardinals trail by 12. That's a six-point swing in just a quick second. We'll take a 60-second break and come back with more on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM.
Kind of like
Jackson News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Cardinals with again that pressure from Sexton and knocked away off a player's foot. And what a diving save attempt by Somerville in the corner there. Didn't get it, but boy, he went all out for that.
Yeah, you got to like seeing the offensive star playing like that on D.
Inbound, Hinkle gets it back in the corner, drives. Backs it out to Trey Collins. Looks at the three, now drives, now gives into the corner for Hinkle again. Screens, Hinkle to the high post for Watson, skips across Travis Collins, catches, shoots, miss. Rebound up and squeezed by Sexton. Turn it right up the floor, into the corner, and there's a triple for Murray. Got it. Marquise Murray hits, and that's a 9-0 run now, and a 15-point lead, largest of the game for Sexton, and the Cardinals really just not making shots. I mean, if they make some more shots, it's a closer game. There's Watson on a move, and swiped away by Murray, and we'll get a whistle. And shots coming for Watson. I actually thought it was a pretty clean play for Murray there.
Yeah, that was fortunate for Watson and the Cardinals. Marquise Murray has two now as well. Yeah, Steve, you're right. Michigan Center, you talk about making shots, and they just got to take care of the ball. One little adjustment they just made, they're now getting it. And Hayden Hinkle is going to act kind of as a point guard against that. And I think that extra height, he can kind of see over a couple of those traps, yeah. And maybe I kind of like that move. Maybe get it to Trey on the move.
Let's see, 29-25, a score update as Hinkle hits from, Watson hits from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. 29-25, Lumen trails at the half, but coming back from an early deficit for the Titans. Cardinals got it. That's another thing Michigan Center's got to concentrate on is getting back on D, because Sexton is running and looking to run press tempo the whole time. Watson hits, and there's a 2-0 Cardinal run. Ends that. It just ends that drought. 30-17, they trail. 96 seconds to play first half. Staying in that zone, which I think has been effective at times. Sexton's really been looking to run, though, and so it hasn't been a big factor in those transition moments. And there's Somerville open for three. They might just shoot the Cardinals out of it. That is four straight three-point trips for the J-Dubs. Skip it up to Watson. He's going to get a chance to go down one-on-one. Gets up high as a shot block attempt, but he'll get free throws for the effort.
And again, Watson taking it in strong.
33-17, 1 minute 12 seconds. 16-point deficit now for the Cardinals, but free throw line trip coming here for Watson. Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning on all their free throws tonight.
Coach Andrea Cabana just walked by, gave us a little thumbs up as her Chelsea Bulldogs advance to the finals.
Looking to see who their opponent will be, so she's sticking around as Watson hits another free throw. The substitution here, they're going to pull Zakai Hurd out of the game and get back onto the floor. Terrion Skipworth, who's looked good down there, active as a big.
Got a good flush just off the offense, which I know you like, as do I.
And a nice free throw box out there by Skipworth and rebounded by Sexton on the miss. Brown right side, back to the top, swing left side. And that was Somerville, now gives it back up. So Willie Brown out there going in, and a nice drop off. Good defensive play by Hinkle. That was maybe another dunk by Skipworth. Hinkle gets in the passing lane. Cardinals getting up the floor now. Finch looking for Watson. Has to back it out to Hinkle. Hinkle drives. It's in the lane. Scoops to Travis Collins, and he slides in. There's good work by the Cardinals on the drive to try to drop it off to other players.
I'd like to see Hinkle keep being aggressive there. Take it to the basket, shot fake, make little passes like that. Just be a facilitator.
33-20, they cut it to 13 here, 19 seconds, and Sexton looks content to hold it out for one more shot. Hinkle coming out with a steal attempt on Brown. He'll skip it across to Somerville. 10 seconds, gets a step into the lane, backs it out. Willie Brown, three, no. Ooh, it looked like it might go on a second attempt. 3 seconds. Finch gives it up to Travis Collins. 1 second. And he scooped a tray. He makes it, but it's a little too late. And so at the end of two, halftime comes. 33-20. Cardinals within 13. And let's take a 3-minute break at the start of the half here, and we'll come back with analysis and the point totals. Cardinals trail after one half on WKHM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1-hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1-hour.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're at the half here, 33-20. The Cardinals trail. Sexton quickly back out of the locker room and ready to warm back up here as we get into it. Really quick out-of-town scoreboard check. Thank you to, by the way, Jeff Bontrager, Northwest Community Schools, one of our fine sponsors here on the game. And we saw the Mounties lose to Jackson High in their district championship, and now the Vikings have lost 80-50 as the final in that one. So the Vikings eliminated, but got that first district championship, I think, since 2012. So that's still a good year for Jackson High and Phil Thompson, we had a pleasure meeting him, and that team's going to continue to improve.
You got a bunch of juniors on that team, Bill's excited about you.
Springport, 74-57 winners against Langsburg. They move on to the final on Thursday, and they're waiting to see who wins that game between Luma Christi and the Flint Elite New Standard Academy. And that game going on now in 95-9, the Power Cow. Chelsea, 54-40 winners over Marshall, as you mentioned. They'll be the opponent for the winner of this one on Thursday. And Onstead, 54-33 winners over Ottawa Lake Whiteford, and move on. Concord, 49-40 win over Hillsdale Academy. And Concord punches their ticket to the next round, and they'll have a chance at a regional championship. Good stuff here. Meanwhile, 33-20 here. I don't know, Brian. I think right out of the gate, it seemed early, is Michigan Center can play with Sexton, and I think what we said still holds true. They needed to play a very good game, and I don't think they did in the first half. Still room to come back and close this gap and play a tighter second half, but a couple turnovers that happened that shouldn't have, and some that maybe I don't even want to say unavoidable, but you got Cardinals all sped up with that full court trap from Sexton, and I think that made them uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you said off air, too, underneath the hoop, it's almost like center's just trying to get it up so they don't get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to go up strong, and if he gets blocked, it gets blocked.
Right.
That's easier said than done, though, when it's in your mind. And right off the get-go, you saw Hinkle take go in and a rejection on him.
Yeah.
And the people are probably thinking, man, if they're Hinkle, what are they going to do to me?
If you were already worried about it, that just made it even more real in your mind. Well, let's get those points so we can get another commercial break in here before the second half.
All right. Well, for Lansing Sexton, we had Mario Murray with 5. Keyshawn Somerville, their big score, with 8. Zaya Mathis, 4. K.J. Brown with 5. Willie Brown with 2. Terrion Skipwith with 2. And Marquise Murray had 5.
I know Skipwith. That 2 points, but to put a big exclamation point next to the number 2 there for that dunk.
Yeah, that was a thundering one.
Just a nice two-hander. You know, that was a guy who went up without fear, and he did try it again and later, and he missed it, but again, went right up strong, and that's what you got to impart into the Cardinals maybe to feel like that's go up there. You might get blocked, but you got a better chance of making it if you go in there with concentration and confidence. And I think that's all the Cardinals really need in the second half. I hope Coach Howard during this, they're still in the locker room there. I hope he's telling them, you can play with these guys, so lose that concern about that and go out and just focus and play well.
Yeah, that's always harder, though, to, you know, you can say it, but do you believe it?
How do you get them to believe it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the player's going to have to believe it. And for the Michigan Center Cardinals in that half, Steve, Hayden Hinkle with 2, Darius O'Dutton with 2, Travis Collins 4, and then a pair, Trey Collins and Jaden Watson, both with 6.
And I think Watson's got a chance to go in there, and he's going to get 2 people up in his face, but he's gotten to the line almost every time that he's gone down there, and sometimes he's going to also make the shot too, so he needs to get that confidence to go down there and you know, really go up against his squad, against his defense, and make him put him on the line or stop him, or just go out and have a big second half points wise.
Yeah, or make him to where at least the coaching staff says we got a double, and then when he kicks out, you're going to have to knock down some threes.
Yep.
I think if Michigan Center happens to come back at the end of the game, we're going to be talking about what they did from the 3-point stripe. Hayden Hinkle and Trey Collins both going to have to make some threes. Travis as well.
Yep. All right, let's take a 2-minute break here at the half, and when we come back, second half ready to start. 33-20 Cardinals trail on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're just moments away from getting things started for the second half as the Cardinals start off on the defensive end of the floor, and it looks like they're going to stick with that zone. Sexton got close to shooting them out of it where you couldn't give up those looks that they were getting out of the zone. So we'll see if that's how they start in the second half. Somerville gets a touch here early, and they come out to get him out on the wing. He cuts in and will pull up two-point jumper a little bit short and rebounded by the Cardinals. That's a good outcome on your first defensive possession.
Yeah, and again, Somerville just missing one. And again, you get a score like that missing, they start forcing things.
High post handoff to Watson, gives it back to Trey Collins. They'll come out to try to pressure. He goes to Travis Collins in the corner. Hinkle at the top, spins away from a couple of defenders. Back out to Travis Collins for three. No. That was a good open look. And Sexton, whoa, looked like they might lose it under the basket. KJ Brown saves it, and Somerville gets it to bring over the timeline. So both teams empty on their first possession. Left wing, Marquise Murray. Skips across, KJ Brown. Back to Murray on the wing. Looks at the three, doesn't take, dribbles in. Stolen, Travis Collins in the passing lane behind the back. Fast break, and he's going to take that all the way in and doesn't score it, but does get a foul called against Sexton. That goes against Marquise Murray.
I think Mario got that one.
Oh, KJ Brown.
We're both wrong.
Yep.
I thought they got Mario Murray with the reach in.
So that'll send Travis Collins to the free throw line here for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And he missed. I liked what we saw there. Nice individual effort by Collins to steal that and take it up the floor. Got ahead of steam, and I'm surprised he missed that shot, actually.
Yeah. It didn't look like much contact for him to miss it as badly as he did, and just missed a wide-open three there. Finally made a free throw, though. Maybe that'll get Travis going.
33-21, Cardinals. Back on the defense with a little zone. Sexton, they must have talked about this a little bit. Now they're kind of calling out a play. And again, they've gotten a shot and a turnover out of the half so far. Somerville out on the floor. And taking their time against the zone right now, moving some motion. Coming out, Murray, spot up for three, and that's short. Rebound, Somerville. Drops it down to Brown, knocked away by Finch. He'll go out of bounds, and they'll stay Sexton ball.
You know, and I know Mario Murray has made a couple. Oh, excuse me. That is Marquise Murray.
Marquise.
I've been calling him Mario.
Yeah, see, that's who I thought
My
it
bad.
Was.
I apologize. Yeah. Marquise has made a couple of those threes, but I'm sure center would let him shoot those.
There was an awkward left-hand shot from Corey Jackson Jr. Missed it, rebounded by the Cardinals. I thought that was going to go in, too. Finch coming off the screen, back out to Hinkle, open three from the wing. And no. Rebound taken away by Jackson Jr. And he gets it out to Somerville. Back the other way for Sexton. A couple missed threes here in the half by the Cardinals. Good looks, just not going down. There's an open three now for Sexton, and that's a miss, too. That was off of Mario Murray. And the Cardinals rebound that miss. Neither team shooting hot out of the gate here. 33-21 and 5:52 to play in the third. Hinkle from the wing. Behind the back move. Gets into the lane. Elevates. Scoops it. That was a fortunate roll. He gets that shot to go. They cut the lead to 10. Back down the floor. Marquise Murray around the baseline. Into the corner. KJ Brown will dribble out to the floor deep on the wing. Gives it up to Somerville there. 5.5 to play in the third.
Michigan Center's gotten three of their easiest looks of the game this half already.
They go to Mario Murray. He goes around Jaden Watson. A nice finish there. So they let it get into the high post, and Mario Murray with the finish at the bucket, 35-23. Hinkle skips it across Trey Collins. He drives. Floater in the lane goes. I like seeing the Cardinals attack that lane, and I think Coach Howard told me against that zone or the defense with Sexton, there are opportunities to get open looks in the paint.
Yeah, that's just quick ball movement and penetration.
High post Mario Murray. He's worked from there before. Knocked away by Trey Collins. Behind the back dribble, though, goes back to Sexton. Swings it around. Somerville's going to penetrate. Drops it off to Jackson Jr., and he missed one. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Got away with one there. That's 2 point blank misses for him in the half. And now we're going to get an official timeout. Maybe some blood.
That's a break for the Cardinals because they were turning it over as the official blew the whistle. In fact, I think Sexton had the ball, but he blew it as that pass was in the air.
Yeah, kind of mid-turnover.
So double, Mario Murray has to go to the bench with some blood, and Michigan Center retains possession. It'd be a big bucket here to cut it to single digits just mentally.
Yeah, Hinkle backs it out to Trey Collins. Open three at the top. That one rattles in. And that'll make it 35-28. Cardinals chipping away. 4:23 to play. So after, you know, we break it up, we talk about those four-minute segments. That's a win for the Cardinals.
Yes. Yes, sir. And Somerville looking a little out of sorts.
They're kind of, yeah, kind of keeping him out on the wing where he a little too deep. And the Cardinals have come out to guard Somerville and K.J. Brown. Even in the playing the zone, they are coming out to guard deep. So you can't even take that kind of Steph Curry three-pointer. As Marquise Murray catches at the free throw line and misses. Cardinals rebound, and they'll get it out to Trey Collins. And there's another stop for Michigan Center, 35-28.
And another kind of tough shot for Sexton.
And Sexton has kind of gone away from that full court pressure that they were playing. Spin move, and Watson gets down deep and puts it off the window. And that was an easy bucket for Jaden, and a nice finish point blank. We said in the half, Cardinals need to finish those bunnies, or even not even easy shots, but close shots, and that's a good make.
That looked like a 1,000-point score right there.
Yeah, it did. 35-30, Cardinals within five. Now high post for Miller or Murray. Back out to Somerville for a three, and he buries it.
He's the one you can't help up on against that zone. You got to know where he is.
And he kind of knew that he would have that capability of getting hot. 38-30, though, an 8-point game feels better than a 12-point deficit. Watson stepped back, maybe thought about the three, goes down to Hinkle on the block. Spins away from the defense. Gets in, gives it up. Trey Collins goes off high post, and we get a late whistle, but a deserving whistle. Trey Collins catches and goes off the window, and it came off, but the follow through on the just hand in the face, but follow through and knocked him to the floor. So Trey Collins will go to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, big for two reasons. Michigan Center going line, and Corey Jackson Jr. getting his third.
Murray back in. Oh, did we get him back in? No, Mario's still out with the blood. Maybe they just let him stay out. Usually a trainer will have that taken care of in a moment.
Yeah, and he looks ready to go in.
Well, he's still dabbing at his lip as Trey Collins hits from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. We do get a substitution, and that's going to bring Zakai Hurd back into the game. He was really active down there. Like the bigs at that rotation, they got about three players that go down there and work on the boards.
But if you're center, you still would rather go against that second unit, right?
Yeah.
Despite how good they may look.
Good trip to the line. Trey Collins missed that first one. He's tightened it up since. 38-32, 6-point game, 2:52 to play, third quarter. Working around the perimeter, Sexton still feels a little uncomfortable against the zone. Somerville pumps, drives into traffic, backs it out, and sets the feet, fires a three, and that's a miss. Rebounded by Watson. And that was Willie Brown with the miss, rebounded by the Cardinals.
Another shot that Michigan Center will be pleased with.
Collins thinking about that deep three. Instead goes high post for Watson. Back to Collins into the corner for Travis. High post Watson. He turns and looks. Gives it down to Hinkle, who splashed to that open spot on the baseline. Layup for Hinkle, and it's a 4-point game. 2:12 to play.
I would be lying to you if I thought Center was going to ever get this to four the way things were going. But
certainly not by this point, 2:05. And, you know, I kind of expect Sexton to take a timeout here and maybe put that full court press back on or something. But
well, yeah, the problem is they can't score to get it to put on, yeah.
Just to start trapping on, even if it was just on the rebounds, to stay down and do something. But they've kind of let the Cardinals get set in their half court, and that's when they've had some effective offense. And there's a missed shot. Again, getting a look, but maybe not the shot that it used to take, and just a floater from kind of the elbow. And the Cardinals rebound the miss again, and that's been another aspect of the second half, keeping them off the offensive glass, which is tough to do out of a zone, but the Cardinals have been doing it.
Yeah, another just tough runner by, you know, maybe their eighth man.
Yeah. Hinkle off the dribble into the corner for Finch. Dribbles out of there. Gives it up. Down to Hinkle on the block. Help comes from Murray. He goes left hand and scores. A 2-point game, 38-36. Just a minute eight to play here in the third, and the Cardinals have chipped this all the way down to just 2 points.
And still no Sexton timeouts.
Somerville looking to the bench for a play call. But we've gone almost all the way through here without a timeout or play stoppage for Sexton, and they've seen their lead diminish to just two. And it looks like they might even just try to hold for one to wrap up the quarter and try and stay in the lead.
Which Michigan Center will take that as well, and the Michigan Center fans recognizing it. They're all up.
Kind of waiting for them to go out here and challenge K.J. Brown. It looks like Trey Collins is going to slide out there and maybe make them start that five-second count. 30 seconds.
Hinkle better drop down as we might be seeing Brown drive. Watson's going to have to pop up.
And they got to make sure they see there's a Hurd kind of trying to slink back in there and be close to the bucket. Mishandled there, Willie Brown. Now they come out to trap. They go to the high post for Marquise Murray. Pulls up from the elbow, and that's going to go in. Ooh. Bounced around and went in.
He grabbed the net, too.
Yeah, that should have been basket interference. Collins, 3 seconds. Has it stripped away as he goes up. Stepped out of bounds. So with maybe should be some time left, they were out of bounds. We'll see if they put anything back up, or that's the end of three. 40-36 after the make.
I think they might give them a second or...
Yeah, give them a beat
they're
here.
They're talking about it. They're telling the benches, don't start your timeout.
By the way, over at New Lothrop High School, the Flint Elite New Standard Academy, 44-30 lead over Lumen at the end of three. Sort of surprising there, I think. I was 29-25 at the half and just a huge half... Oh, that candy. Oh, 44-30 after a 29-25 halftime score. So that was just a 5-point quarter for the Titans.
You know, Steve, they are putting .3.
Okay.
Which I guess you can maybe set some kind of back screen.
Yeah, is that the number for you can't catch?
Maybe you can draw a foul or something. Yeah, they are looking for Watson.
They do
that.
Just kind of throw it up.
Yeah.
He just tried to catch it, throw it to someone else. There wasn't enough time. But still at the end of three, 40-36, Cardinals cut that lead. What were we at, 13 at the half?
Yeah.
And now just four. Let's take 60 seconds, fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Center. High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, the pace of the third quarter certainly favored the Cardinals, and they were able to cut 9 points off their deficit. 40-36, they get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Finch goes left side for Hinkle. Looking for the high post for Watson, and we're going to get a whistle away from the ball, and I think that's going to go against Mario Murray. Pushing Watson in the back.
I mean, we were just talking in the timeout that the officials have really let him play, which is fine. You know, they've been very consistent. And Murray must have really had hold of Watson for them to call that.
Plus, I think we don't get to hear the jibber-jabbering down there. And right now, you can see Murray holding Watson around his waist. There's a three-pointer up quickly for Trey Collins on the inbound. Offensive rebound. Hinkle backs it out. Trey Collins again for three. Short. Hinkle gets it again. He'll step back now. They skip it out to Finch at the top. Cardinals with an extra possession. High post for Watson, and there's a good play by Mario Murray to knock it away. Marquise Murray on the breakaway takes it in deep and scores it. And that's what Sexton really needs, to create turnovers and get that fast break, and now they can set on their trap. Up to Hinkle. Hinkle gets it down to Travis Collins. Gets in the paint, has it knocked away, and there's another Cardinal turnover with 7:18 to play. And K.J. Brown into the lane, floats it up and scores. Tough shot there, and he made it, and we'll get a Cardinal timeout right away as the lead pushes back out to 8. 7:12 to play. He's trying to force it into that high post for Watson, and they've been active. Let's keep it here on the broadcast during the timeout.
Yeah, that's a tough 4-0 run to start this fourth quarter for the Cardinals. Not in their favor. And you're right that, you know, they've been getting the ball to Watson at kind of there at the high post. And I think Everett or Sexton recognizing that. Just
yeah, who made that pass? Because it's kind of a tough angle with the defender right there that was guarding the ball, but then also that defender behind. So that really had to be just a on-the-button pass. And maybe there's never a time you can feed it from right in that spot. That needed to go over to the wing. You know, that's that kind of you got to. That's that hockey assist idea. You got to go to that other guy knowing that he's got the better angle to feed that spot.
Yeah, and also, truthfully, Watson has to get really big there, too. You know they've been kind of poking at that. Use your butt, use your size, you know, get them on your back, and you can't just kind of half post up.
Right. Yeah, and that's just that feeling of, like, you got to know where he is and that he can't get around you. And just not hope to be faster than them. We got to take away the risk. And there's Finch with a missed dribble and a turnover again. And Cardinals are fortunate. The basketball was on the sideline, and they'll get it back.
Yeah, Finch is kind of struggling right now.
And that, again, if you're dribbling it that much, you got to feel like something's wrong. There's Trey Collins getting a step, double clutch. Oh, couldn't get it to fall. I do like that attack after they broke the press and Trey Collins got in there deep. He's usually great at finishing there. That just rolled off.
That's a shot we usually see him make.
44-36. And Sexton kind of slowing down here against the trap. Or the zone, rather. And that's why they need those turnovers, because they're able to turn those fast breaks into points. They've struggled against this zone in the half court. They just don't know where to go with it, it looks like.
Yeah, and, you know, for the first half, that's good for Michigan Center. But now, at some point, you're going to have to do something.
Yep. There's Brown getting a step into the lane. Knocked away by Trey Collins. It'll be out on the Cardinals, but good hands by Collins to knock that away. And we'll get a substitution. O'Dunton's going to come in probably for Finch, and that is the switch. And the Cardinals calling out their defensive plan. Baseline inbound goes in to Somerville off a screen. Open three. No. Long rebound. Travis Collins squeezes. And they'll slow it down and set up the half court. 44-36, still an 8-point game. 6:07 to play in our fourth quarter here. A game brought to you by a ton of fine sponsors, including Kelly Express Marts. Down deep for Watson, and he gets the finish. I like that. He went up strong, got the bump, finished it. And sometimes if that defensive player makes a swipe or something, maybe that becomes a 3-point play.
It's funny. Watson seems to finish through contact almost better than when sometimes he's open.
Somerville's got it out with Travis Collins kind of keeping an eye on him, and it looks like we're going man-to-man here for Michigan Center for the moment. Somerville gets a step, gets in deep. Took a lot of contact, no call, and now you're going to get a call against the Sexton, it looks like.
Yeah, Somerville's asking, how is that not a foul on Collins?
He got a step, he had him beat, and to stop him, they fouled, and he missed the shot, and no whistle, and then they get a whistle the other way.
Hey, Somerville's eyes lit up just seeing the Cardinals go man.
Yeah. Now against the press, the Cardinals. Trey Collins goes into traffic, but gets it away to Hinkle. Hinkle dribbles away from a double team to high post for Watson. He turns to look. Backs up, gives up to Collins at the top. Hinkle, high post. Back cut, Watson. Into the air, away for the two-hand stuff. I think we'll get a foul call down there. And that's what I love it. Go up, miss the dunk, but make them have to follow you to stop. And if he makes that, that's the roof comes off this place.
Well, it got loud just on the attempt. You couldn't even hear the whistle.
Boy, I've been wanting to see that out of Jaden Watson all year, even going back to last year, where he gets down in that position and he's got that physical ability to go up and dunk those. And I'm just glad to see him try it, because that's a better play against contact like that.
Yeah, and I think he even surprised Naki Hurd. I don't know that Hurd knew he had that in him.
And Watson at the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Vital to make that free throw now, and he missed it, but still probably a little adrenaline from that electric play. Even this is one of the most electric misses of the year. Going back to that, it wasn't even a game we called. Mason with a couple of those breakaway dunk attempts. Second one needs a shooter's roll, but goes down for Watson. Cuts the lead to 5, 44-39 with 5:08 to play.
Now can they stay in front of them defensively going back to man?
And you can see the whole bench directing traffic and saying, hey, let's get out there and guard. And that's going to be a reach in on Collins and Travis. But again, there's not foul trouble for the Cardinals anywhere. And so that'll be this his second. Yeah. First one in the quarter for the team. Under 5 to play, 44-39. So very physical for Travis Collins. And even if Somerville, you know, gets the foul call, that still make you a little hesitant to go at that guy if you know that could be a physical foul coming. There's a step for Murray. Gives it up to Marquise DeMario. He gets a step. Tough finish down at the basket. Hinkle defended well. And rebounded by Watson. Cardinal ball. And down by 5. Under 5 to play. Into the corner for Travis Collins. Cutter as Watson spins away from the defense. Into the air. Blocked. Goes out deep to Trey Collins. Good help defense there by Jackson Jr. Step back. Triple. Trey Collins hits. Bucket for the Cardinals. 44-42. We got a two-point game.
We got a game, Steve. And hey, that last Watson take, that's a good take. That brought the defense to him, allowed Collins to have an open look.
And Somerville getting a step, splits the D, pull up, got it. Good floater there by Somerville. There's that scoring ability, and he tries to calm down his teammates. Hinkle in the open floor. Now they get the defender beaten. Hinkle gets all the way in, reverse scoop, no good. Watson fouls, no good. Second chance, got it! And we got a Sexton player down on the floor and an official timeout. I didn't see where the contact came from or what happened, but rolling down there, writhing a little bit, is Corey Jackson Jr. And holding his stomach.
Yeah, I don't. That might just been like the wind getting knocked out of him the way he's holding that.
46-44. And
kind of unfortunate for the Cardinals. Yeah. You know, although this is giving them a little time, you know, here now it's a two-point game. Sexton has shown the ability to just get to the hole at will against this man. Now that you're back to two, if you're the Cardinals, do you throw that zone on him for this possession?
Yeah, 3:56 to play, 46-44. Yeah, come out with a different look.
Yeah, I like going back to a zone for this possession and just say, hey, know who you're guarding in case we got to change.
Yeah.
But with 3:56, there's plenty of time on the clock. I know this, if Somerville gets it, you better be ready to come off your man and help, because unlike a lot of high school players, he sure looks adept with the right or the left. His last couple takes have been with his left hand, and he's going around Collins. And when you go around Travis Collins, you know you got a quick first step.
Yeah, and so Jackson Jr. will have to come out. He had that block on the Watson shot on the last trip, and that'll get Hurd back into the game. And Somerville bringing it up over the timeline, directing a little traffic. Cardinals do come out still man-to-man. Somerville getting a step, now backs it back out. They get the switch with Hinkle on him. Now he's going to try to clear it out, it looks like. Gets a step on Hinkle, gets in, tries to drop it down to Murray, backs it out to K.J. Brown. Now they skip it in the corner, Mario Murray, and so slowing it down again, 3:24. Murray tries to get a step, got away with an offensive foul there, using the off arm to push a guy, gets the layup though, and no whistle there, so 48-44, still a four-point game. Cardinals against the full court trap, get it away to Trey Collins, he'll spot up for a triple, guy flying at him, doesn't matter, he hits it, one-point game, 48-47, Trey Collins catching fire here late. You can't leave him to go trap. Yeah. If they get it to him, he will score in transition. One-point game. Somerville gets a step into the air. Now they'll get a whistle. He's taking a lot bigger bumps than that. And that's going to go against Travis Collins. That'll be his third. And they're giving free throws here for Somerville at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 48-47, Cardinals trail by one, 2:53 to play. Well, if they didn't believe they could play with Sexton before this, they should now. Somerville hits.
Yeah, and you know, I think you almost have to run a double at Somerville if you're going to play man and just make somebody else beat you. And they've shown that they can, but you got to live with somebody else because I don't know that you can stop him getting to the basket.
And getting to the free throw line at minimum. pushes the lead back out to three. 2:50 to play. They give it up to O'Dutton. Back to Trey Collins. Mishandled it, but he gets it back. Makes a move to the basket out to Hinkle. Was going to spot up for three. Dribbles in, picks it up. There's Travis Collins to the basket. Great find by Hinkle. Layup Travis Collins, and the Cardinals keep it within one. 2:35 to play. 50-49, and they're back on the D. Standing the man-to-man, and Travis Collins accepting that job of guarding Somerville. They get the switch with Hinkle, and that's like kind of their move. Can we get a switch? Now you just got to see, can Hinkle stay with him?
The answer is no.
He goes right past him with the left hand. There's a floater, and he got it. And he's more than happy. A lot of guys will get to that point and have to drive all the way to the basket and make something tough. Somerville, a good scorer, will take that floater and can nail it. There's a give and go. Watson gets in deep. Oh. Gets it to go. You said it. He's better with the contact. That one had to roll around the rim to go in, but it doesn't. We're at a one-point game again, under two to play. 52-51.
Yeah, bring a double and get the ball out of Somerville's hands.
And this Travis Collins, and he goes left again, gets past him. Collins swipes it away. They'll just call it out of bounds. He wanted to call it off of Somerville's leg. And you called it, man. Somerville's gone left three or four times in a row.
And I know Travis Collins. I've watched him for 4 years play great D and keep people in front of him. They can't keep this young man in front of him. You have to get the ball out of his hands.
Jackson Jr. back in after going out with an injury. Willie Brown to inbound from the baseline. Drops it in. It was loose for a moment. Marquise Murray gets it out to Somerville, and he's just clearing it out. Now it's O'Dunton out to guard him. You almost have to take away the left. And now he gets down to get a blocking foul. Travis Collins comes out. Is that going to be four on him now?
That is. I believe that is four.
93 seconds to play here, 52-51. And at this point, Brian, you're right. You got to get it out of Somerville's hands.
Yeah, just go double. And if you give up an open three, so be it.
And in the scramble, try to make a play.
If they hit it, you tip your cap.
We'll see what Coach Howard just saying, hey, let's play good position D. We're down to 121 to play, 52-51. And so Dunton stuck on him. And he goes to the left again, gets a step in the lane, elevates. Good deal, Dunton, to challenge that. And they're going to get him with a foul call. That's going to send him to the free throw line. I got to be honest, so Dunton did a good job of hanging up there. And now you got to hope for a Somerville miss.
You know, it's funny, every now and then you see games where there's just a guy on the floor that just looks different than everybody. That is Somerville. He's shown us this half.
Yeah, we were uncertain early where he just kind of was just a guy out there running with everyone else as he hits the free throw for Aspen One, our heating and air conditioning. But it's definitely been evident here in the second half, and certainly in the fourth quarter, they can just lean on him and he can get it done. We got a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 1:12 to play, 53-51. Cardinals trail with another free throw coming on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express. Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town. Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Somerville hits the second free throw, puts the lead back to 354-51. We have 69 seconds left. Trey Collins gives it up to Hinkle. Back to Trey. against the zone here from Sexton. Trey and Hinkle giving it back and forth. Now Trey's got it, takes a step, scoops to Watson, makes the layup. It's a one-point game again, under a minute now. They give it into Somerville right away, and the Cardinals going to come out in pressure.
Yeah,
get it out of his hands.
Yeah, I like this little press.
And now Hinkle's going to deny. Now they go to double. Oh. They get it back to Somerville. Now they'll go to trap him. He skips it across to Willie Brown. Now off to KJ. And now we'll get a timeout from the Sexton bench.
That's probably a good timeout for Michigan Center. Now they can decide, you know, at what point do we want to foul?
Yeah. Full timeout here, 38.5. Yeah, with a one-point game, at some point you gotta, you can work at the turnover for a while, but with 14 fouls, you only need one more to put them in the bonus, so you can kind of decide what number or when you feel like you need to do that.
Yeah.
And can it be anybody but Somerville, you know? Get it out of his hands and foul that guy.
No, he's 5 for 5 from the line tonight. And it just looks smooth.
Yeah, he doesn't look a little bit concerned if he's going to make it or not. He's just counting on it.
Yeah, you know, he's not going to end up with gaudy point totals or anything, but man, this last quarter, since Michigan Center's gone man-to-man, you can just see they have zero answer to keep him in front of them.
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of counting on him to, okay, he's going to drive. The help's going to come. Will he miss? And he hasn't. Like that.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the Cardinals do out here. They definitely have Somerville in their mind. And it's O'Dutton going to guard him right away. And he gets it into the backcourt. Gets a step on O'Dutton. Trying to lean in and maybe get that foul. And now he went to the... That's got to be traveling.
It's a jump ball at the very least. Oh, and then
they give a timeout to Sexton. How can that be the call? Oh, that was Somerville trying to play up and get a foul. Dutton was not trying to foul. And he fell down to the floor. That's got to be traveling if he keeps that. Or, like you said, a tie-up at best. The timeout is...
I mean, they had both possession for 3 seconds before they gave him that timeout.
I don't like that whistle at all. To just lose your footing like that and go down, that's traveling, especially if, like, your elbows hit, like, bad beat there for the Cardinals if that ends up being it. Because O'Dutton was just playing straight up D, and Somerville tried twice to kind of goad them into whistling a foul, because that's what he wants to do, is go to the line.
And I don't think Somerville is going to turn it over again like that, which should have been one. Now just double him, make it somebody else, go ahead and foul.
Yeah.
Make somebody else, like, get this guy.
Go grab him right now. They're trying. And there's a steal. Oh, and they get the whistle.
What'd they call?
They called a foul over on, another guy, and I think it's going to be... Looks like it's going to be Willie Brown at the free throw line. And
you know, that was good coaching by the Michigan Center staff there, that said if somebody other than him touches it, we're getting him immediately, and they did that. Now, Willie Brown might make them both, but again, you tip your cap if that's the case.
It's a better outcome than Somerville going to the line. And that one goes in. That didn't look like it was about to come up. 55-53, we have 24.9 seconds left. That is the 15th foul on the Cardinals, so free throws the rest of the way at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, and Willie Brown will shoot again. And that one missed. Rebounded by O'Dutton. He almost traveled there when he got it. Gets it up to Trey Collins, gets past the D. Drops it down to Watson, back out to Trace. Swings it around to Hinkle. Out to Travis Collins. Skip, and they'll turn it over. Travis Collins throws it over Trey Collins' head and out of bounds. 12.1 to play, 55-53. Cardinals' chances get slim, but not zero.
No, they're going to have another at least one missed free throw, though.
Yep.
Boy, that might have been one where you're the Cardinals and down by two, you might call a timeout and set up something and say, hey, our best chance is maybe a three-point play here and just try to win the game.
Miles Finch comes in for Travis Collins, and they try to go in the backcourt. They get Marquise Brown catches, and they'll send him to the line. And again, hasn't shot a free throw a meaningful free throw in at least since the first half, if he has at all. Yeah.
Yeah, he's shot two today, and he was 2 for 2. But those were fourth quarter ones. And again, if you're Michigan Center, you just need him to miss one.
And Sexton taking everybody back, so O'Dutton's got to jump in front of that guy and get that rebound. On the miss, Marquise Brown. And he misses it.
That's the big one.
O'Dutton's going to come out. Travis Collins, and it'll be the starters on the floor for the Cardinals here in the last 11.2. We'll get a timeout from Coach Howard if this is a miss.
I would like to see that. And like I said, when you're a dog like this, set up something for a three-pointer. Usually I'm a proponent, take it to the rim, but try to win it. You go to OT.
Gets that second one. It's a three-point game, 56-53. Michigan Center will talk it over. It's a full timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. 11.2 seconds, three-point game. Waiting for a final out of New Lothrop. And our last update, it was 44-30 at the end of three, so I don't anticipate a huge comeback for the Titans, but we had one here. We've had a really entertaining fourth quarter of basketball, and we're definitely, we've seen a lot of different aspects of the game. We've seen, you know, we've seen Sexton able to lean on their best guy, lean on their star. We've seen Michigan Center change defenses, go through a couple different options. Like, this is why high school basketball tournament is fun. And we're about to see an exciting conclusion. Win or lose, the Cardinals will leave here proud of their effort.
You know, I think Sexton's going to try to not let Trey Collins. I'd like to see Trey look to try to drive and maybe kick out to Hayden Hinkle. He's going to make his first three right here.
You go to Finch, back to Hinkle. 6 seconds. Hinkle gives it up to Finch. He fires one, floats it. Travis Collins catches in 0.2 seconds. They're going to want more time. So the Cardinals will have one last chance, and that's to maybe steal an inbound pass. And we'll see what they do for time, but
the fans are leaving. I don't know if, you know, even if they put an extra 0.5, Michigan Center has to foul. And in that time, that's going to take away at least another 0.5, which means you won't even have time for the catch and shoot.
You got it. You got to steal the inbound pass and in the same motion shoot it, basically.
You know, I tried to look up there as that ball was going through the hoop, and I was guessing maybe like 0.8. But,
hey, I gave not a lot of credence to a potential comeback. Lumen does lose, but 58-54 ends up being the final after they were down 44-30, down 14 points.
You know, about the only thing that could have happened just happened. Sexton throws a long pass, doesn't touch anybody. Now the Cardinals get it under their own hoop, and they do. If they have a timeout, they need one. I tell you what, the way Hinkle leaps, I'm letting him go toward the bucket. Michigan Center does have a timeout. What a mistake by the Sexton.
So just drive it again. So they're passing from the opposite end line, and they just have to get it in.
Yeah, just touch somebody.
And it just goes over everyone's head and out of bounds. And the Cardinals then get that optimum inbound position for a play like this. It's going to be under the basket. You run something
to get somebody coming
in and a chance to tip.
And I love Hinkle's leaping ability here. Just set some kind of back screen. And Sexton will know it's coming. But you might get that foul called. It's got to be a tip. It can't be a catch.
Technical foul now against the Cardinals for something. Is they didn't have a timeout
did
left?
Michigan Center call a timeout with no timeouts left.
So the one-point game, so free throws in possession for Sexton and Somerville at the free throw line.
Oh.
Somerville hits.
Talk about your roller coaster right there. You're going thinking it's a guaranteed loss to, hey, we got a chance to win this game. Yeah, and now with the ball, Sexton won't make that mistake again either.
And Somerville hits. And so it's 58-55. Cardinals one last ditch here.
Shades of the Fab Five.
I didn't want to say it out loud. They get it in and the time runs out. 58-55, the final.
You were right about the effort, however, though.
Boy, and it.
What a valiant effort by the Cardinals.
And you know, Sexton is kind of giving themselves props, and I think they should be a lot more thankful that it ended the way it did, because they gave the Cardinals a real chance late in this game. And, boy, Michigan Center earned every minute down to the end, 58-55 the final. Let's take a three-minute break here on the post game, and we'll come back and get the numbers and wrap things up from Fowlerville. Michigan Center falls 58-55 to Lansing Sexton on WKHM.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eyrick, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eyrick at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame. We get our final here at Fowlerville High School, 58-55. Sexton beats Michigan Center. Sexton will move on to Thursday night's game here against Chelsea. And Michigan Center season will come to a close. Still a good season, a good run, and a good run for this team. And Trey Collins, Jaden Watson both came out and played. You know, probably the two guys you feel like you got to get your best game from, and they did have their best game and certainly gave themselves every chance to win against the Sexton team that, again, people have them as number six in all of Division II and 22 in all of the state. And so Michigan Center, I think, maybe came out a little bit in the first half and felt that. And it took them a little while to realize, hey, we can play with these guys, and they did in the second half. Huge third quarter out of the locker room. They cut the lead from 13 down to 9, and then were able to get it back within one, and that just kind of went back and forth. And it really was Sexton just leaning on their star, Keyshawn Somerville, school record in points, and you can see why. He's an able scorer and definitely a defensive matchup difficulty for anyone. He's a guy who good handles, and can finish and is good all the way in. And I think what he did really well was be smart and not try to go into traffic. He was great at hitting that from 8 feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, an open look from 8 feet instead of a contested layup or something. In a game where they were calling it pretty physical and letting that stuff kind of go on those, so you weren't guaranteed that you're getting free throws from that position if you get into the paint, where a lot of times it feels that way in the Cascades. If you get that far in, free throws at minimum. And I think late in that game, there was a little bit of, it was the late throwaway by Travis Collins on the play. Cardinals lucky to get it back in at all. I think a missed call when Somerville fell down or went to the floor, and they were able to keep possession in that moment too. I think that was a miss. So a lot, kind of an uneven end of the game. None of it feels satisfying. I can't imagine Sexton a little satisfied that they move on, but they got to feel like they got lucky, in my opinion, to not have lost this one late.
We talk about Coach Cabana and Chelsea waiting for the winner. If she's watching, I guarantee you she's thinking about mixing in a little zone, because Sexton never looked comfortable against that Michigan Center zone. At the end, they had to go man. They couldn't just sit there and let them run out clock.
Right.
And that's when Somerville kind of shined his star the brightest.
And he's good. There's no doubt about that. Well, let's go ahead and get into the numbers.
Okay, well, for Lansing Sexton, the J-Dubs, Mario Murray with 9, Zion Mathis had 4, K.J. Brown with 7, Willie Brown had 2, Tarian Skipwith with 2, Marquise Murray 10, and then Keyshawn Somerville, school's all-time leading scorer, with just 21. And I say just 21, that's kind of almost a quiet game for him. Michigan Center did a great job on him for 3 quarters, but again, happened to go man at the end, and that's just what it was, and he took over.
One, like, felt like you could count on him for a bucket on each trip, and, you know, they were going to have to do something different. They did adjust. They did get it out of his hands, and they did get the right guys to the free throw line late to keep them, you know, within reach, within making a shot of winning this one. So, it was good effort by Michigan Center, and for every bucket he had, they had an answer on the other end, and they really did get, like you said, once they got past that full court press and that trap, it kind of was a free-for-all. They were getting layups on the other end, and that was something that Coach Howard had pointed out to me before the game, that in those half-court situations, that middle was open because they wanted to come out and pressure those guards, and just came up shy by one basket.
Yeah,
one too many turnovers.
You talked about the one play, so I'm going to give some kudos to Darius O'Dutton, who came in and drew the assignment to have to guard Somerville when Travis Collins got 4 fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought O'Dutton did a great job.
Yeah.
And that's, how do you like that when you're on the bench, you're not playing many minutes, and they say, oh, yeah, go get Somerville.
Yeah, go guard the best guy on the court.
One of the first high school players, I guess, to have
NIL.
Yeah, he had a NIL deal with Eastside Fish Fry.
Oh, man. Could you imagine just having a spot like that where just go in and they treat you like a royalty and you got anything on the menu?
Yeah.
You probably they're going to name something after you on the menu. That's a goal of mine, to have a food named after me on a menu somewhere.
Well, how about that, being a high school kid and walking into a place and seeing the poster of you as like the advertisement? And like you said, when you're a high school kid, just free fries and fish seem like a good deal.
I'll take that. And I don't even like fish, but if they want to give me some NIL money and some free fish, I'll take it. How about for the Cardinals?
Okay, for the Cardinals, we had Hayden Hinkle with 8. Trey Collins leading the way tonight with 19. Darius O'Dutton with 2. Travis Collins 7. And Jaden Watson 17.
Yeah, good job by, what did Hinkle have again?
Hinkle had 8 tonight.
8. And that felt like a quiet 8 for him, but boy, he was great on the glass. He and Watson both as kind of a backstop if you got beat off the dribble with some of those quick guards. To be back there and challenge those shots, making it a little less attractive to go into the paint, because those guys truly were shot blockers back there and made a difference. And maybe one of the best highlights was Hinkle blocking that guy's dunk on the fast break. Truly clean block on a dunk play is a good play for Hinkle. So a lot of fun, a lot of things to remember for the Cardinals, except you don't want to remember that feeling of losing this one with, maybe controversial almost down there in the stretch. But
Yeah, we've we've said in broadcast before, this is that senior class that people have been looking at since they were little. And, Steve, while I have a quick second, I kind of want to mention all the seniors from Michigan Center since this is that class. That was Hayden Hinkel, Miles Finch, Henry Wright, Travis Collins, Trenton Parker, Jordan Withers, Landon Sharp, Jaden Watson, and Mason Bradley. That's that senior class. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of success and brought a lot of things, both basketball, football, and, you know, all the sports.
I was going to say, deep run in the football and kind of maybe call it an unexpected run, I think, for some of the people I talked to. I wasn't surprised myself, but other people were saying, wow, I think they're done here. And I think that was about 3 weeks in a row, and the Cardinals went out there and won games of football. Again, the basketball run here at the end, still a good run, and you got a district championship trophy, put another number up on the banner back at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium, and something to put in the trophy case. But it is going to feel, it'll take a little while before you can be proud of that district championship, because you feel like you missed an opportunity here in the regional where they were every bit as good as Sexton and just came up a little short.
Yeah, and we talk about all those, the big guys and stuff, and, you know, somebody like Jordan Withers sticks out to me, and it's a bunch of them, but like here, it's a guy who doesn't get many minutes, but when you see him, he always has a good attitude. He represents the school with class, you know. We talk all the time, we like high school sports, and it's for some people like him, even not just the guys that we see on the floor.
Oh yeah.
And especially when you get to know them, and you know, kudos to all of them.
Yeah.
Good
season. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll come back, get you our player of the game, wrap things up, set up what we're doing the rest of the week. Again, our final here, 58-55. Sexton gets the win. Cardinals season ends, and we'll wrap things up coming up on WKHM next.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here, and we'll wrap our post-game coverage up. This Michigan Center sees their season come to an end, and that really was, you know, it doesn't matter where we went tonight, it feels like that was going to be the outcome. Kalamazoo Central, 80-50 winners over Jackson High, they're out. Springport, 74-57 winners over Langsburg, so Springport stays alive. Chelsea, 54, Marshall, 40. And then Onstead, 54-33 winners over Ottawa Lake Whiteford. Concord did get the win over Hillsdale Academy, 49-40. So Concord moves on to a regional championship game.
I say we should go there Thursday. How do you feel about a trip to Concord?
I think I'd love to go see my buddy Matt Lehman. I'm sure he'll treat us with the. They'll roll out the red carpet for us to come in and do that game. So that ought to be pretty fun. And Lansing, Flint Academy, 54 winners over Lumen Christi, so the Titans are down 14. They staged a comeback of their own that came up just a little short, so seems to be the story of the night. But there's all of our games tonight. And our player of the game for this one, we're going to go with Trey Collins. We're going to set him up to be the guy who returns from the starting lineup next year for Michigan Center, and he'll be firmly in that leadership role with the squad, and they'll welcome up some of the guys we saw on the roster here. Brady Howard got the call up, coach's son. We know we like coach's kids. They'll still be competitive in their Cascades Conference, and maybe they surprise some people and turn into a conference championship team and maybe a tournament team. So we'll see that next year. But Trey Collins, our player of the game tonight, with a great effort. Honorable mention there, Jaden Watson. He had his best game that we've seen here in the postseason. 19 points, probably somewhere around 10 boards, or it was 17 points, right?
17, yeah.
And somewhere around 10 boards gave us that electric, one of the best missed shots of the year on that two-hand jam attempt, but it did get him to the free throw line, and he played a great game down the stretch. And for all those point-blank shots they missed in the first half, they corrected that in the second half and made them all, you know, it was a tale of two halves, and the Cardinals were the better team in the second half a lot of the time, and Sexton, they ducked them. They just got past. You know, they missed the haymaker, and they move on. Best of luck to the teams continuing, and we'll wrap it up from here. We are back in action tomorrow, though, and we got a doubleheader and an exciting one that I think we're both excited for, actually. We'll make our way over to Harper Creek High School in Battle Creek, where we've been for games before. Great gym for this kind of a tilt, and we've got two Division II area Jackson area teams with Michigan Center and Western in that district, Western and Harper Creek, and it'll be Michigan Center and Marshall. So we'll get you that going about 5:15 tomorrow here in WKHM. And then, we should be in action Thursday night. By the way, also, the doubleheader out at Napoleon on 95.9 The Power Cow. So 95.9 FM online at 959thepowercow.com. Lumen Christi and Napoleon, Hanover-Horton, and Grass Lake are those two matchups. So a quartet of good basketball games on the radio tomorrow as the tournament rolls on. Girls basketball continues.
We see some surprises sometimes, but that sure has a feel of a Grass Lake-Lumen just mammoth battle. Two of the best teams in the state in that division.
It feels, we've talked about that a lot of times, where that Michigan Center district, Cascades district, ends up being a game that feels like it should be a semifinal.
Final four. Yeah, I promise you, Grass Lake and Lumen could win a semifinal game.
Yeah, I don't know who to pick in that contest at all. I think that's going to be a classic, right out of the district championship. So we'll see but they got to get past Hanover Horton. They've had a great year, and they got to get past Napoleon, who just, you know, they earned their spot into that game for a reason. So that's why you play the tournament games, because upsets sometimes happen. And I think we might be in for a treat with the Michigan Center Western final over there at Harper Creek, because they'll be favored in both of those games. And, boy, if you get four really great Jackson area basketball teams and two really great finals games, it could be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that continuing on. And, again, Thursday, I expect that we'll head out to Concord and catch a regional championship game with the Yellow Jackets out there too. So lots of good basketball tonight. Thanks again to GLC for hooking us up with some scores, and thank you to Mark Koss back in the studio. Congratulations to Brian Haynes becoming a grandfather. Happy birthday to me. And let's wrap it up. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.